Tricky Kid Media Original, distributed by iHeartRadio.
Yeah. Bitch, rub, bitch, rub.
Hey there, loyal listeners. Ready to take a walk on the wild side? Our main show is all ages, so it's 18 up only after this. Got it? Welcome to After Dark, where we take you inside some of the sexiest places on Earth. From the AVN Expo and Awards in Las Vegas, to XBiz and Exotica, and other conventions all over the world. Hear from some of the top names in the adult industry, your fave cam girl or cosplayer. That's right, we get kinky and geeky, and chat with some of the hottest lewd and nude cosplay girls in the game. And all Tricky Kid TV for exclusive content, where you can see more of our guests. And now, here's your host. He reads books and has a nice cock, DJ Tricky Kid.
It is my pleasure to welcome Sky Blue.
Hi, thank you so much.
What part of New York do you live in, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm in Brooklyn, in Park Slope.
And camming was your entryway into the adult industry, but you were getting some serious mainstream work that led you to move to New York City.
Yeah, I moved to New York when I was 18, and it had always been a dream of mine. I wanted to go to the Fashion Institute up here. And I happened to meet the right person and got a nice little modeling career going. I signed with a major agency, did a Tom Ford ad, I walked New York Fashion Week. It was really great up until they found out I was still camming. New York was expensive for just an 18-year-old, so it was my way of staying afloat. Unless you were like doing a major campaign, I maybe made like 150 to 300 bucks here or there doing like e-commerce or some of these shoots. Even Fashion Week, most of the time they asked you if you could walk for free. Honestly, I thought with a stage name it would be fine, but I had blue hair at the time, so it was easy to pinpoint me out. But I feel like I had met so many people in that world already that I can just do this on my own. I was running around with all these different fashion photographers doing fun like nude artistic work. It's so much easier to create when you're naked. I feel like clothes can be really restraining.
I would imagine camming is what financed the move to New York.
Oh, 100% from Florida. I remember working at Dunkin' Donuts and being hit on in a drive-thru in a polo and khakis. So I was like, I might as well capitalize this.
You could be wearing a potato sack and I'd be kind of like, hey, what are you doing on Thursday? You're just one of the most powerfully attractive women I've ever seen. And a lot of people would say that.
And Playboy reached out to me.
You didn't reach out to Holly Randall. You had built this kind of fan base that was so kind of fanatical that they reached out to Holly Randall and were like, get this girl on Playboy. Talk to me about that.
I have been modeling in New York for a couple years and the fan base was really great. My Instagram was just going crazy. Back then, you could get away with a lot more. I was just censoring my nipple. So you see this girl online with huge tits and just a nipple censored.
You're a pioneer. The free the nipple thing came from you, right?
I actually went to a bunch of those free the nipple marches when I was younger. I got away with so much. I did so many nude shoots on top of cop cars. In New York, you can be topless as long as you're not like being like a distraction.
What were some of the most daring or something where you really felt like you got away with?
Oh my goodness. Shooting nude on the Empire State Building. Tons of photos of me on cop cars with my tits out. A ton of nude photos in Central Park.
At what point did you really become aware of just how popular you are?
Probably around the time when I started doing porn, Reddit was exploding with pictures of me. Also getting noticed on the street. I just came out from the masseuse and this man's trying to talk to me. I don't know who he is, but he knows who I am.
What's that like for you?
It can be very exciting. It's always really sweet having somebody come up and tell you how much you mean to them.
Talk about the decision to actually doing mainstream.
I'm basically using my boyfriend as like a sunk cock in most of these things. Like, what is the difference between this and actually shooting porn. This is the next step. I threw out a crazy offer to Vixen. I didn't think they'd say yes. And I was like, oh shit, now I have to do this.
So but what was it like for you though?
My first scene was with Jason Love. Walking onto set and seeing this humongous man, I was petrified. Thankfully, the director that day, Laurent, talked me through the whole thing because you could see I was a little scared.
Is Jason somebody that you would be attracted to in your personal life?
The people I go for in my personal life are smaller. I normally like somebody that has my stature as well. I've definitely dated some well-endowed men.
So what is your preference in terms of penis size?
Oh, goodness. I'm going to go against the porn star grain and say I absolutely adore boyfriend dick. I think like 6 to 7 inches is my preferred. Don't get me wrong. I love a big dick now and then, but in my personal life, I love having sex marathons where the whole day is cuddling and fuck again and again. I've been paired up with Dredd. I can last like an hour, then wow. I'm done for the next 3 days.
What were some of the things you were looking forward to doing?
Getting paired with so many amazing women has been so nice. It's been really wonderful being able to have that in my life again.
I was DJing in the city. All the FIT girls would come. Those girls were very hip and progressive. Would you say you were the wildest one or part of the pack?
In that pack specifically, just normal. Comparatively to my small hometown in Florida, absolutely wild, absolutely insane. Especially if I get like a drink or two in me, absolutely. Balls to the wall, just crazy, dancing naked on bar tops. I was going to the sex clubs all the time out here. Studios ramped down. The age of OnlyFans, I feel comfortable enough now to where I can go home and I can just fly back out to LA and do like a work trip every couple months. And not to be rude to anyone that lives in Los Angeles, but I did my prison sentence. I did 5 years and I'm ready to go home. I did not have the best time out there.
Were you doing the model house thing?
I did that when I was younger, just as a traveling model. I would stay in some of the porn houses because it was cheap to stay there. After that experience in Miami, I don't want to stay in a model house ever again. I wound up living in downtown. Scary. And then COVID hit and it got really awful. I went to Silver Lake for a bit and it was pretty nice, but the driving was insane. These porn studios are getting further and further out, like the end of Simi Valley, 2-hour drive out there. And I didn't want to live in the valley.
This is hot stuff. I think I need a break. How about you? We will be right back with more After Dark. My little pussy is already dripping with excitement over today's guest. Today's show is so hot, I could tell you my panties are soaked, but I'm not wearing any. Hot anal action. Swallow all your cum. Huge cocks. Sucking two cocks at once. Fuck her pussy deep. Cum in her pussy. Shoot hot cum in her mouth and down her throat.
This is pretty exciting. Nominated for X-Biz Female Streamer of the Year, Female Clip Creator of the Year, and Female Premium Social Media Star of the Year. Nominations close this Monday, March the 18th. I want everybody to vote for Sky Blue. Can you tell them how to do it?
Thank you. Yeah. Just go on to XBiz's website and they will have all of the nominees there. All you have to do is type in my name. And it's as simple as that. You don't have to sign up for anything. You don't have to create an account. You can just do it as many times as you please.
It also will be on our website when this airs. Make sure you guys get your votes in for Sky Blue.
It's much appreciated.
You got a new scene out with Dana D'Armond, legend in the industry, and a pretty awesome deal happening right now. Talk to me about that.
Yeah. If you sign up now, your first 30 days are 50% off, which is like a crazy good deal. I have over 200 scenes just on the wall right there for you to enjoy.
Talk to me about Minx and how they can talk to you and interact with you on that.
Minx is super great. It's really, really fun. Text like your number into the website and it will shoot the messages directly to your phone. So it's like you're texting with me, which is really cool. You can also do one-on-one video calls. It feels less like you're on a pay site because you're just doing it all through your phone.
Is there anything in the industry in terms of a sex act or a certain person that you haven't performed with yet that you're looking forward to doing?
Ooh, oh my goodness. Violet Myers, we have been dying to collab together. And for one reason or another, we always just miss each other, but we hopefully will have that coming soon.
She's so cool. We nerded out over K-pop and
I love that. And
her doing the Fuck a Fan series. Is that something you would ever entertain the idea of doing?
You know, I took a picture of a dildo that was attached to a fan the other day and thought that I might fuck that. But in all seriousness, I used to do full service stuff.
Were you escorting?
Yeah, I did it during COVID, which was really fun because you didn't get to see a lot of people during that time. So the people that you did was like really sweet and it was very nice. So many different people. If I ever did again, it would be a one and doneer, maybe not a series.
Like a Willy Wonka ticket. Right, right. Exactly. It'd be kind of cool.
It's just not in the cards for me anymore. It's a big reason why I stepped back on porn as well. I just got sick so often that it's just not worth it to my health anymore. So that was the rise of OnlyFans. Porn got back to work pretty quickly. I only had 2 months off.
Have you ever done a gangbang?
I haven't, no. It's a fantasy for sure. I have a certain set of men I'm really happy performing with. I don't know if I would be able to get all of those heavy hitters in one room. I don't know what studio would be willing to throw down that amount of cash.
Is multiple something you've had experience with in your personal life?
Oh, yeah. Those sex clubs were fucking wild back in the day. I had found myself in too many orgies. Being the prettiest person at an orgy isn't always the best thing.
I used to go to AVN at the Hard Rock. Where is it now?
It's at Resorts World, but I think we only have a year left in the contract. They stuck us out in a tent this year, so you probably saw the last of its glory days.
We want to give you guys as much press as we possibly can, but until some changes are made, we won't be back. But XBiz is kicking ass.
Oh, XBiz was fantastic. I was actually super surprised with them this year of how well it was. The security was really great. The fans were really sweet at XBiz.
You're amazing. I'm grateful to you for joining us here today. Everybody, make sure, get your votes in. Nominations close on March the 18th. She's up for XBiz Creator and Female Streamer of the Year, Female Clip Creator, and Female Premium Social Media Star of the Year. I think you're going to sweep this shit. Get on her OnlyFans. It's half off. And there's over 200 scenes. And now this cool new thing, Minx, you can be texting and really connect with Skype.
Thank you for so much for having me on. This is a pleasure.
Want to see more? Follow us on Twitter at TK After Dark. Don't miss a single steamy episode featuring your fave adult stars, cam girls, cosplayers, and more by subscribing for free on Spotify, the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and the Google Play Store, or on your favorite podcast platform.